Let's just begin. Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? How is it with you? I'm just actually doing a test because I've done this multiple times and it wasn't working. So yeah, I hope it's working this time. Because when you stop, there's no way back. Whatever. So, first of all, I'm not an English native talker or speaker or whatever. I am Moroccan. I love English. I do love English. I love Arab. I love French. I love other languages. But in English, I feel more comfortable. And I feel that it's a language that helps you express yourself more and makes you reveal your emotions really easily, you know? So, the thing I want to talk about... I'm sorry. The thing I really want to talk about in this episode is motivation. Motivation is a really, 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 really big cliche word. There is actually two kinds of motivation. Actually, I'm doing this a whole series of episodes with no freaking script. I did not write any scenario or anything that... Whatever. I just wanted to talk really naturally, really spontaneously. And I will do some mistakes. And I'm totally okay with it because no one's perfect. So, motivation has two... There's two types of motivation. I don't know how we call it. There's inner one. It's when you motivate yourself by yourself. And there's external. Is when other people motivate you. I am going to talk about or from my personal experience, from my own perspective of this whole situation, you know? So the only thing that worked for me is the inner motivation or the motivation I give to myself. Seeing those videos of motivation on YouTube, seeing those films, reading those books, maybe those stories of people, of legends, how they made it, is kind of motivational. But at this time, you're like, wow, this is really motivational. I want to be like them. I want to succeed. I have things like them. Why couldn't I be in their places in that moment? But after you're like in real life, after you're facing your real life, you're absolutely lazy and not doing a shit, a completely the minimum of the effort you need to do to reach that goal in life, you know? So the most thing that works is when you motivate yourself. And there's two things that can motivate you in life. Like anything in this world has two sides, positive and negative. So that's what you're gonna imagine. The positive thing that's gonna happen to you if you work hard, and the negative thing that will happen to you if you don't work hard. If you work hard, you will, let's say for example, exams, yes? If you work hard for your exams, you will succeed, you will be happy, you will be proud of yourself, your family will be proud too, you will be doing the things that you love, you will be reaching or pursuing your goals, a lot of things in the way, you know, because it just comes one after one, a thing after another, you know. But if you do not succeed, I'm not blaming you, and it's not a shame, and you should not be ashamed from failure, because failure is a big word, and I'm going to be talking about it in the next episode, because failure is such a really, really big word that gives me goosebumps sometimes. I don't know, because it has a lot of meanings in one word. Whatever, let's keep that aside and move on with our conversation. So what the hell conversation? Okay, let's consider it as a conversation with myself. Because I'm sitting on the room alone. And I guess I'm going to be having guests in the next podcasts from friends and families. I am going to be doing multiple languages. I'm going to be doing English, French, and Arabic. I hope so. Because I discovered this amazing app or this amazing site web, Anchor. I hope I pronounced it right. From Kick and BBJ. Because I listened to their podcast and they advertised it. And I found it really, really interesting. So, because it helps you express yourself. It's not sponsored, by the way. I'm not doing an ad. But I'm just talking really sincerely, you know. Whew. I'm actually out of breath. How do they do this shit? It's really hard, man. So, yes, as I said, you have to imagine the both things. And that's what really motivates me in life. Meanwhile, at the same exact moment, I am sitting in front of tons of papers and books because I have finals. And if I don't succeed, there's a lot of shitty things that will happen. So that's the kind of motivation I give to myself. There are some people that will think that you should not always think about the negative things. You should be positive and stuff. Yes, I'm being neutral. You have to be neutral in your life. You have to think both ways. Every single situation, you have to think both ways. That's the key to a better decision. So, that was really short and that was really random all over the place. I'll make sure to organize my thoughts next time. Thank you guys for listening. This is kind of new for me, but I've always wanted to do such a thing. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you liked what I said. And I'm sorry for being unorganized. So thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next time. The next episode. That was cringy. Okay, thank you guys. Goodbye. Bye.